Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. A light shines on Lyme disease. Limelight Radio with Katina Macris is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential to expand awareness and activate change to eliminate Lyme disease for good. Limelight Radio is a much-needed venue for the USA's number one fastest-spreading infectious illness. Katina is an award-winning author, a natural healthcare practitioner with over 30 years' experience, and most importantly, a healing force with her own personal Lyme journey. Be part of a movement to help end the suffering and confusion surrounding Lyme disease and begin to take action. Now here's your host, Katina Macris. Then I go to my...
Good afternoon, everyone. This is Limelight Radio with Katina Macris, and this is a Thanksgiving Day broadcast brought to you a day early. Much for us to give thanks in our world. I am truly grateful for this show that we've started 3 months ago, and we have had some of the most amazing guests on air, and this has been a tremendous opportunity to share Lyme disease dialogue, education, information, hope and healing to the world. So thank you to WBLQ, who transmits us weekly on 1230 AM, to the Dr. Pat Show, and to Transformation Talk Radio. These networks have done a wonderful job of bringing Limelight Radio to all of the listeners around the country and around the globe. And today, we've got two wonderful guests. We have John Donnelly, who has been biking across America with Tick-Borne Disease Alliance, Bite Back for the Cure campaign, promoting awareness and education for Lyme disease. And the second half of the show, we have Mara Williams, author of Nature's Dirty Needle and founder of Anana House. And today, once again, we're doing book giveaways. We're going to give away both Nature's Dirty Needle and Out of the Woods to our first five callers. So write down the phone number, everyone, 800-930-2819. That's 800-930-2819. And the first five callers are going to get two fantastic books about Lyme disease. So let's get on with the show, and I'd love to find out what John Donnelly's been up to this past week. So, John Donnelly, welcome.
Thank you, Katina. Thanks so much for having me. Right now, I am in Morristown, New Jersey. So, I finally made it back to my hometown. We left from Philadelphia yesterday and made a trek through, you know, some freezing rain and some bad weather, but finally back. So I'll be here for the holidays. We have a few-day layover, and then we're ending the trip in New York City at Central Park West on Sunday, December 1st.
Wow, John. Congratulations. That's so awesome that you've made it all the way across the country. My gosh, you started, what, September 29th?
Yep. So just about 2 months it took.
And you've been on time. You've been on schedule. That's so incredible.
Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty amazing to think about. I don't know how I did it. That's a lot of miles.
It's a lot of miles. How's your body holding up?
My body is good. I mean, I think I just got used to being generally sore. Probably could use a chiropractic adjustment. But other than that, I mean, I did surprisingly well. So really thankful that I've gotten to this state of health to be able to do something like this and still feel pretty good at the end of it.
it's really a testimony to the resiliency of the human body and to also all the hard work that you've done to heal from Lyme disease, because you were sick for many years, and to have regained this kind of health, this shows all our listeners and all these folks that are stricken with this illness that feel like, oh my gosh, I'm going to be trapped in this broken body for years and maybe the rest of my life. I mean, you're a living example of recovery, and to do something this monumental is really striking. And I hope that it is giving hope to everyone that you've met along the way and to also our listeners.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I could never have done this 2 years ago. I just had tendonitis and arthritis in various parts of my body. And I probably wouldn't have even made it through California. So to be able to do this, you know, and to be healthy again, it's amazing. It's like seeing the world with new eyes almost. So, yeah, definitely is hope. And I never could have pictured myself doing this. So,
yeah, it's really remarkable and impressive. And as a survivor myself, too, like you, that was, you know, completely devastated, to have regained my health and life. Doesn't it feel like it's no longer about you anymore, that this illness imparts a kind of understanding within when you've come out the other side, that you just kind of want to move beyond yourself to humanity and helping others?
Yeah. And that's what I hope has happened through this ride. I really want it to be a catalyst for conversation and to be a carrier of people's stories. I know there's a lot of people suffering with these diseases across the country, and for whatever reason, you know, it's been somewhat invisible. So I'm glad that I was able to, you know, connect with those people and give them a platform to share their stories, because it's just so crucial that we're verbal about what we're going through, and you know, if we're going to have any type of community. So really thankful that you provided this outlet for us, and yeah, because it's helping so many people.
Well, thank you. I've really enjoyed this, and we still have more to come. We have a couple more shows with you, and I know that I have gotten messages on Facebook and also on email and the blog that people are following you, John. This venue that we've done, checking in with you weekly, really has had an effect, and we are reaching out through Limelight Radio and through this marvelous story and campaign of yours. It's really been a great mission, and I'm eager to hear about your week. Tell us, we left off, I think you were in Pennsylvania. Where were you last?
Yeah, was that, I think the last time we spoke, I was in Gettysburg, Pennsylvania. So I had just gone through the Gettysburg battlefield, and from there, I met with three very large and very passionate support groups in the Pennsylvania area. So I was in Lancaster, and then I was with the Lehigh Valley Lyme Disease Support Group, and then with Montco Lyme Disease Support Group. And, you know, as I expected, you know, this is a state that has the highest incidence for Lyme disease, and, you know, the groups were large, and they were just highly organized. And I think I probably learned more from them than they ever could have taken from what I said. So I feel very fortunate to be a part of those meetings, and they went really well.
That's great. I mean, Pennsylvania, I do know they have active support groups. I mean, they really are almost like the poster child state of, you know, groups that really are trying to, you know, get very public about this illness and also for providing support for people in trouble, aren't they?
Absolutely. I went to the Montco Lyme Disease Support Group, and that's in North Wales, Pennsylvania. And a woman, Julia Wagner, she kind of is the mediator of that support group. But she does an amazing job there, and I was really impressed. It was just such a hopeful and educational environment. And it's so crucial when you're going through a disease like Lyme disease, because it can be very lonely, and you don't feel like you always have that much guidance. So I know that support group has been crucial to people getting better.
That's wonderful. And John, just to give us an idea, when you met with that group, approximately how many people came to your time?
About 50 people. So it was a big group.
That's great. That's wonderful. And I do know that they're working politically, too, in that state to try to make some changes.
They are. I think that the Senate just unanimously passed the Lyme disease bill, and that will, you know, increase prevention, education, and tick surveillance. But I think that's a very crucial political step for them. And in the interviews that I had with people, you know, a question that I asked is, you know, what is one thing you would say to your legislators to make sure this really gets pushed through? And I got some great responses. So hopefully they'll be able to show that video to their government.
That's terrific. That's wonderful. So, yeah, you have some videos up on YouTube then, or on your Facebook page for people to see then of this last week.
Yeah, those should go up in the next week. I know we're trying to keep it all real time right now, so probably the videos coming out now will be from both Philadelphia and New Jersey. But after New York City, we should be putting out more patient interviews because we have a lot of them.
I bet. Yeah, because you've had a really, as you've moved east, you've interfaced with more and more groups and more individuals. So I'm sure you've had a lot more to record and to capture and share with us.
Mm-hmm, definitely. And when I was at Lehigh Valley Lyme Disease Support Group, there were actually a lot of kids with Lyme disease. And that was a demographic that I hadn't seen much of. This trip, I think it's very difficult to speak about these diseases when you're a young kid and you don't really know what you're going through and you want so desperately to be normal and go to school and socialize with your friends. So for them to be there and to come with their cards and signs and pictures that they'd drawn, that was really moving.
I bet it was. Beautiful children. John, let's continue talking about this because children and Lyme disease is something that I'm very sensitive to, but we need to go off to station break now. So everyone stay with us. This is Limelight Radio with Katina, and we'll be back shortly.
Strolling in the park, watching winter turn to spring. Walking in the dark, seeing love.
Tick-Borne Disease Alliance, TBDA, has just launched Bite Back for a Cure, a new national grassroots campaign to build support for the fight against tick-borne diseases. This fall, 24-year-old John Donnelly is biking across America to meet others affected by tick-borne diseases and raise awareness about the national tick-borne disease epidemic. TBDA wants you to get involved in the campaign and follow John's journey. To learn more, visit bitebackforacure.org.
Tune in to Peace World Radio, vibrant conversations to change the world with Christina Jantz, each second Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com and KKNW. This hit show is energetic, vibrant, and an engaging forum that's getting people talking. Christina brings you extraordinary and courageous people, bold in thought and action, who dare to dream that things can be different. Peace World Radio. Join the talk the world is having.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit limelightradio.com.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Hi, this is Katina Macris of Limelight Radio. Do you or someone you know suffer with Lyme disease, chronic fatigue syndrome, fibromyalgia, MS, allergies, loss of wellness? I did, and advanced cell training has been a restorative, self-healing modality bringing renewed health and energy to my life. Thousands of others rave about the remarkable success Gary Bleier's cutting-edge healing approach at AdvancedCellTraining.com creates. Request their free DVD for self-healing work in the comfort of your own home at AdvancedCellTraining.com. Be inspired to heal in new and expansive ways. Your life is too precious to ignore.
Welcome back to Limelight Radio. This is Katina Makris, and I want to remind all you listeners we're doing book giveaway today with Nature's Dirty Needle by Mara Williams and Out of the Woods, My Healing Recovery Memoir. So call the station at 800-930-2819. That's 800-930-2819. Our first five callers are going to get these two wonderful books. So we're speaking with John Donnelly. And John, we were just touching upon the subject of children and Lyme disease and how you had a chance to meet with some of the youngsters this past week. Tell us a little bit more about that. And you suffered with illness as a child, so I'm sure you have quite a bit to share.
Yeah, so meeting with these kids and hearing their stories, it was definitely something that I could relate to, because I was very sick as a kid. I was officially diagnosed in 2003 when I was 13 years old, but had been very sick with symptoms since the age of 9. And some of the symptoms, you know, you wouldn't usually associate with Lyme disease or other tick-borne diseases. You know, I had some behavioral problems, neurological issues, so people kind of thought I was like a bad, stupid kid. And unfortunately, in some of the stories that I heard from these kids, you know, they were misdiagnosed with behavioral issues and attention deficit disorders. And I'm not saying those things aren't always the case, but Lyme disease has to become part of that conversation. And it's just really sad to see how it impacts their lives at such an early age. These are kids who have to, you know, leave school for months, even years at a time. And, you know, it goes from being something that could be a minor happening in their life if it's diagnosed early enough to something that, you know, could be persistent. And just hearing those stories, it really brings home the reason why I'm doing this, and it's to prevent future generations from going through the suffering that too many of us have already.
I know. It's really, it's frightening because children, as you said, they often show up with the behavioral or neurological symptoms like headaches or stammering speech or, as you said, poor attention and that sort of, you know, skittish jump around kind of personality. And they don't always show up with, you know, the terrible headaches or the knee pain or the back aches, et cetera. So they kind of fly under the radar in the average GP's office.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And, yeah, I think, you know, it's just something that even educators need to be aware of. Because I know for me, my parents never would have thought it was Lyme disease that was causing, you know, neurological issues. So I think we really need to expand the definition of these diseases and the types of symptoms that they can cause, especially in younger kids who probably don't yet have the language to describe exactly what they're going through and what it feels like to, you know, not have control of your impulses or to not be able to pay attention or even put a sentence together.
I know, it's terribly sad. And, you know, our wonderful friend Chloe Rapp, who you remember from Martha's Vineyard, she helps me with my social media. Mm-hmm. And she helps me with my Twitter feeds, which, thank you, Chloe. I know you're listening. And it's Chloe's birthday tomorrow, so we have to say happy birthday, Chloe. But I know she's passionate, too, because she suffered as a child with Lyme disease and missed much of school. And it's very much a platform that I'd like to get involved in as well. How do we get education about Lyme disease and tick-borne illnesses into school systems, into libraries, you know, into rec departments, summer camps, all the places where children can be exposed and where people need to know early signs and symptoms.
Absolutely.
Yeah, there's a lot of work we can do around this, and I'm sure it was probably a tender meeting for you that day with the children there in Pennsylvania.
It was, yeah, because I really wanted to sympathize with what they were going through, but I also wanted to give them hope that you can get better. And while it's really confusing, you know, you need to be able to see that light at the end of the tunnel. Though I know when I was going through it, you know, when I was younger, it looked really bleak. So I think, yeah, that's become something that this ride has taken on. I didn't realize it at first, but I think it is very much about hope and overcoming obstacles and even transcending them. And maybe eventually this illness that they're going through right now will set them apart when they're older.
It will definitely make them wiser and stronger. And mm-hmm. I can only imagine, because I know what you're like in real life and how handsome and strong you are and your wonderful sunny disposition. And it must have been so wonderful for them to see you as an athlete there right in front of them, that you'd conquered this illness, a beautiful role model for them, John. I'm sure it had a lot of impact on them that day.
I hope so. One of the 8-year-old girls came up to me and told me she was going to run across the United States when she's older. So.
Oh, great. That's awesome. That's great. You've been doing such beautiful work out there with this whole event. And, you know, I know the ripple of effect of it will still carry on even when you make it back to the final and in New York City in just a few days. So tell us about that, because we want people to come greet you in Central Park. Tell us all about the details.
Yep. So I will be leaving from Morristown, New Jersey on Sunday, December 1st at 10 a.m., and I'll be leaving from the Green in Morristown, and I'm going to put all this stuff up on Facebook. So it'll be at facebook.com/TBD Alliance, and I'll be crossing the George Washington Bridge and then ending at Central Park West at the Boathouse at 2 p.m., so that's when we're all get together at 2 o'clock, and really hoping to have a good crowd there. I know there's a slight chance of rain, but today's forecast looks a lot better than yesterday's, but I don't think that will deter many people from coming. It should be a really good event, and this is the final destination.
That's terrific. Wonderful. So the Boathouse in Central Park, I know exactly where that is. We will have to put that out on all the social media feeds, and I'm sure Tick-Borne Disease Alliance is getting the word out too, but it would be wonderful. All you listeners, share this with your friends and family and cousins and whoever you know in the New York area to come meet John and greet him as he makes this final lap of victory into Central Park. I mean, gosh, what are you going to do? Did you say George Washington Bridge and down that way?
Yep, we'll be going over the GW and then biking up to Central Park. And then we're going to do a victory lap around Central Park. So if you do come and, you know, you've got a bike, please bring it. And you don't have to be a cyclist. It's just a fun victory lap.
Yeah, that would be terrific. I mean, I hope you get some riders with you. That'll be an awesome victory lap.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. I know a lot of my friends and close and family are going to be there, and they're not cyclists, but yeah, they're really excited, and they're going to come out and support me.
That's great. I hope you have decent weather. It's been pouring like cats and dogs lately, hasn't it?
Oh, it was so bad yesterday when we were making the trek from Philadelphia. It was like freezing rain. I thought I was going to have frostbite on my feet.
Oh, man.
We kind of had to call it a day a little bit early. But generally during the trip, we've been, you know, blessed with good weather. And, I'm sure Sunday will be better weather than it has been the last 2 days.
Yeah, I think the worst of it's over with this storm moving through. And so, John, I am sending you the very best of Thanksgiving greetings to you and your family. I know you have so much to be grateful for, and it's a very timely, passage in your trip that you get to be home with family and celebrate this holiday and this great journey that you've been on. And, you know, so many thanks from my end, too, for sharing this trek with us in the audience, because people have learned so much with you and through you.
Thank you, Katina. And thanks so much for providing this amazing platform to share these experiences. It's so important. And I owe thanks to, like, hundreds of people who have helped me throughout this trip. It was a totally collaborative effort. And, now that I have the time to do so, I'm going to be thanking everyone. So good to be home for the holidays, but also really looking forward to biking into New York City on December 1st.
Really important. And also after that, you go down to D.C., don't you? Actually, once you finish the trek, there's an event for you down in Washington, D.C., right?
Yep, I'll be going to Washington, D.C. on December 3rd for the Senate staff briefing on the 4th. So I'll be there with David Roth and Jody Nass, and they plan on being very vocal at that event. So that's really excited, and I think we're going to be using a lot of these patient testimonies that we've gathered throughout the trip across the country just to make our position even more strong than it is.
That's terrific. Well, John, thank you so much. I'm glad we had the full 30 minutes with you today to get caught up on things and hear about this tremendous last week here in the eastern part of the United States, which is so severely infected. But we'll hear from you next week, next Wednesday. I'm really excited to hear how New York City greets you, and all the very best. Thank you, John. It's been a pleasure sharing this time with you, and we'll talk with you next Wednesday.
Thank you.
Thank you. So this is Limelight Radio with Katina. Please stay tuned.
If you want to write a book, find your soulmate, change careers, Saskia helps her clients to reinvent their lives through her breakthrough program, 7 Gifts to Unlock Your Breakthrough Miracle.
The daily support, the guided meditation, the powerful exercises designed of the 7 Gifts to Unlock Your Miracle to expand awareness helped me to consciously create the life I want for myself and my family.
You'll learn her proven secrets to unlock your miracle in just 7 days.
Each day, I look forward to discovering what new technique or tool Saskia will offer us in order to find our highest purpose. We don't stop there, though. It feels that daily I'm held accountable for my goals, my dreams, to live a healthy and happy life. Right now, I have renewed energy to write my book, writing my first chapter after only 5 days in this program.
Visit BreakthroughMiracle.com to receive your free 7 gifts to unlock your miracle, or to schedule a free breakthrough session with Saskia, call 978-302-0861. That's 978-302-0861.
ACT, Advanced Cell Training, is a restorative healing process created by Gary Bleyer to address the body malfunctions that contribute to illness. This breakthrough learning program teaches health insights and principles, strategic integration of both traditional and alternative modalities, while clients train their own bodies to heal themselves. Visit AdvancedCellTraining.com. That's AdvancedCellTraining.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show. Stellar conversations to illuminate your journey. Engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit limelightradio.com.
Welcome back, everyone. This is Katina Macris on Limelight Radio, and I'm delighted to introduce a wonderful woman to you right now, Mara Williams, who is one of America's leading experts on tick-borne diseases, specifically Lyme disease. A healthcare provider of over 30 years, Mara is a board-certified nurse practitioner and energetic healer, a sought-after speaker, and author of Nature's Dirty Needle, What You Need to Know About Chronic Lyme Disease and How to Get the Help to Feel Better. Mara is the founder of Inanna House, a holistic healing center specializing in the treatment and rehabilitation from tick-borne diseases. And she holds a master's of science in nursing from the University of California, San Francisco. Mara has been a healthcare provider and also has personal experience with tick-borne disease, including the care of her daughter, who has presently been struggling with chronic Lyme for over 20 years. Mara lives in Northern California, and I am really honored. She is one of my dear friends. Welcome, Mara Williams, to Limelight Radio.
Thank you, Katina, for having me.
Yes, I'm so thrilled to have you. And this is an exciting time. I know you've been working so hard the past few years on the development of this beautiful healing center, Inanna House. Please tell our listeners about Inanna House.
Well, the first thing I want to say is that through this long process of developing our plans to raise money and build Inanna House, we went through a process of having the 501c3 charitable organization status accepted by the IRS a few weeks ago. So I feel incredibly blessed. When we had submitted the application in the end of July, we were told that they were reviewing applications as far back as May 2012, and we were looking at over a year. And within a little over 3 months, we received our letter saying that we had it. And I really attribute that to all the people that hold this project in their hearts that want to see Inanna House come to fruition. And I especially want to thank them now, too. I am so grateful and so honored to be holding the space for this incredible project. Inanna House is going to be a safe, supportive environment for people with chronic Lyme disease to be evaluated and to begin supportive treatment to help them recover and heal. We intend to use the best of all health and healing modalities in incorporating everything, including body, mind, and spirit, because it all has to come together for people with chronic Lyme to recover. Personalized treatment plans will be developed.
I said that's so true. This illness requires work at all levels, body, mind, spirit. It strips people down to bare bones, and so much restorative work and personal transformation work is at hand besides dealing with the infection. So Inanna House will embody all of that.
Yes, and I really personally believe that those that work on that spiritual piece progress faster than those that don't. I've just seen it over and over again, that it's a huge piece of the healing component for chronic Lyme disease, which is where I work. I can't speak to other chronic illnesses, but I see it as a big, big piece. And it's one, just the layout of Inanna House is going to be a healing environment that will help support that. So I'm very excited. We have an architect who is at this time drawing up preliminary plans for us so that we can actually have a visual that we can share with people. And our goal is to present to some foundations so that we can get big chunks of money to begin this project. And part of that presentation will be his drawings. So it's everybody. I just can't believe it. It's so amazing to see the people that have stepped forward and helped with this project already. And now we have the ability to go forward and people can donate and write it off on their taxes. So that's
terrific,
fantastic.
Mara. That's so terrific. I mean, I can remember a couple of years ago when we did the initial fundraising luncheon together out in beautiful Sonoma when it was still in the vision space. It wasn't yet, you know, even to the process, as you said, of legally getting the paperwork in. And then whammo, you moved through that paperwork process, as you said, at the federal level. It was, you know, guardian angels at hand, huh?
Definitely. Yes, I really attribute it to the people who have held this project in their prayers. I really do.
That's so beautiful. And so the first Inanna House, so people that are new to this conversation, is targeted to be in your region, right, in the Sonoma area?
Correct. Yes. I need to have a complete hands-on with the entire thing, and it's where I live. So, and I also will have a contractual working relationship with Gordon Medical, where I practice currently.
That's great. So and Gordon Medical, for people that don't know, is a very Lyme literate integrative healthcare group that knows so much about this illness. So you're bringing some very valuable experience to Inanna House immediately.
Indeed, we are. We have, you know, we at Gordon Medical see a lot of people literally from all over the world that will come, stay in hotels, rent houses, and hang out and get treatment for anywhere from 2 weeks to 3.5-4 months at a time, coming into the clinic every single day that they're there, Monday through Friday. But that is, you know, very expensive. And there are so many people out in the Lyme community that are on disability, have used all of their resources up and have nothing to be able to do something like that. So with Inanna House, we're going to be able to do everything that I know can be done, that I see done day after day after day at Gordon Medical in a retreat-like setting where people have their own room and a clean space in a peaceful environment where they can do their work and professionals can figure out how best to help them recover from the infections themselves and to restore their different parts of their body that have been damaged by the long-term infection.
Yes, it's so important. So you'll have the integrative medical approach. Some people will need antibiotics. Some people will need the herbals. Of course, everyone's going to be using metabolic restoration versus, you know, all these various therapies and supplements and IVs and, you know,
Absolutely.
Energy work. It's just a combination of all the very best.
It is. And, you know, we're thinking, you know, the average stay for a person is going to probably be anywhere from 4 to 6 weeks. And because everybody is so unique and what they need is different, you know, I can't say maybe somebody will only need to be there for a week or two or someone will need to be longer, but that's what we're projecting now when we envision having people staying at the clinic, at the center itself.
Yeah, that's so needed, Mara. I mean, I remember the years, because as you know, I went misdiagnosed for 5 years and 2 completely bedridden. If I could have come to Inanna House for those 4 to 6 weeks, what an oasis that would have been for me emotionally as well as physically, because emotionally so many people are so fragile and traumatized by the illness and the confusion surrounding it that this oasis on Inanna House is just going to be so restorative in itself.
It is. And it'll be a place where they won't be re-traumatized. And I think that's a huge part of what people with chronic Lyme deal with around the world is they try to get help in the healthcare system, and the healthcare system tells them there's nothing wrong with them. And then they find clinics like ours, and they come to us, and they're caught between both worlds, trying to get their insurance to pay for as much as they can get it to pay, and they're just being bombarded continually about this is wrong, there's no such thing, all of the things that people hear over and over again, and that in and of itself is a trauma. So they're being abused, and Anana House, part of my dream is to stop the abuse, you know, just to be a place where we stand strong in knowing that indeed these infections are prevalent and they wreak havoc on people. And there is a way to get better.
There is a way to get better, and there is a way to restore the being. We are incredibly resilient creatures. We eternally try to find homeostasis and balance. We just need the support and the measures of and the nurturance to help us get there. And Anana House is going to embody that model so beautifully.
Yes.
I'm so proud of you, Mara, for working on this and for all the pieces now, step by step, finally coming together.
Yeah, this is a big one. I see this as the biggest one. You know, to get this acknowledgement from at the federal level is it just makes me smile every time I think about it.
Yes, it's so wonderful. Yeah. It's wonderful. I mean, it's something to celebrate, and it's something I'm sure at your Thanksgiving table, I can imagine there's going to be many thanks given for that tomorrow at your Thanksgiving table. So we're ready for our station break, but all listeners, please stay tuned with us because we have more to share with Mara Williams and the beauty of Anana House. This is Limelight Radio with Katina. We'll be right back.
Called the Oprah of Radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Hi, this is Katina Macris of Limelight Radio. Do you or someone you know suffer with Lyme disease, chronic fatigue syndrome, fibromyalgia, MS, allergies, loss of wellness? I did, and advanced cell training has been a restorative, self-healing modality, bringing renewed health and energy to my life. Thousands of others rave about the remarkable success Gary Blyer's cutting-edge healing approach at AdvancedCellTraining.com creates. Request their free DVD for self-healing work in the comfort of your own home at AdvancedCellTraining.com. Be inspired to heal in new and expansive ways. Your life is too precious to ignore.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Thursdays on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit limelightradio.com.
Welcome back to Limelight Radio. This is Katina Macris, and I just wanted to remind listeners that we are giving away copies of Nature's Dirty Needle and Out of the Woods if you want to call in and receive a copy. 800-930-2819. The phone number is 800-930-2819. For our first five callers, a copy of each of these great Lyme disease books. So, Mara, we're talking about wonderful Inanna House, and how we have gotten a step closer now with you getting this federal approval. And plans are underway, as you said, an architect, and you've got a great website. Let's tell the website so people can go read and learn more about Inanna House. It's a beautiful site.
Yep. It's www.inannahouse.org.
And you're also on Facebook, too, right?
We are. We are. Yes.
Yes.
Please like us.
Yeah, I encourage everybody to go look at that beautiful website. It explains a lot about Inanna House and the services that you're going to offer. And tell us, Mara, how large do you think Inanna House would be? How many people would you house at one time?
The first Inanna House, we're intending 24 rooms. I see them getting bigger as we become more adept at managing what we're planning to do. I think this first one we need to keep at a reasonable number so that things don't, that we need to figure out the program and we need to get it running and operating smoothly so that when we are ready, we can build a second Inanna House and it can just all slip into place and run efficiently. Our budget is set up in such a way that we need to have 20% of those that come to Inanna House paying full price. That is so people who have nothing will be put on a sliding scale basis, and some people for as little as $50 a week. The goal is if 20% are full paying customers, we can serve everybody else in the community for nothing, actually, I believe.
That's
with
tremendous.
The way the budget is set up. But that includes raising money for each house for an endowment to support that piece, partially support that piece. And that is $20 million.
Yeah, so $20 million needs to be raised, as you said, so you have the endowment and also the construction and staffing of the facilities, right?
The construction is separate. Construction, we're looking at another $10 million so that we can buy land and have a big enough piece of land that we're truly in a restorative setting. Our project is going to encompass an organic garden. It's going to encompass a library and conference room. It's going to have a research piece to it so that we can collect this data and hopefully put together some protocols that actually work for people, especially those that are so hypersensitive and fail at all treatment. And frankly, at Gordon Medical, that is the bulk of the people we see. They've gone to other people and nothing has worked for them and they come to us and it's really, really sick people. So my hope is that those people can come, they can have their own room. The rooms are going to be EMF free, so no one will be able to, use a computer in the room. Mm-hmm. They'll have to go over to the conference library area to use it. So we're going to have an organic garden and a clean kitchen, a clean food kitchen, and we'll be able to do juicing fast if that's what's called for, just organic food, really good, healthy food as a piece of the restorative part of healing for people.
That's great.
Yeah, yeah. So we need $20 million for each and on a house for an endowment, which will not be touched. The principal will not be touched. And then $10 million to buy land, and we were figuring, we are figuring $450 a square foot, which is high, but we want to make sure that we budget enough money to be able to open our doors with everything we need in each house.
Beautiful. So how can people help you? We need to obviously get the contributions coming and philanthropists to contribute. And what is that process? How can people be part of this and help you build Anana?
Well, the more people out there, especially in our Lyme community, that know about Anana House, the better. Because if we got a million people to contribute, you know, $10-$20, which is doable for most people, we could build a house. You know, we could have one built with doors open. And also, you know, there are a lot of wealthy people out there just in the Lyme community that already know these issues and how serious it is for people to get adequate care. So, you know, I'm calling on everybody. I'm opening the door to anyone who understands the complexities of these illnesses and how difficult it is to really help people and to give them the tools and to give them the nutrients and the things that they need so that they can go home and continue getting better.
That's great. That's definitely, it's so essential. Having walked the Lyme road, it took me 10 years to get well. I am sympathetic the way you are to everyone else that is struggling. We need Anana House. We need Anana Houses all over the world, really.
And we do. And that's what I want to see.
Yeah, I mean, it reminds me of the sanatoriums during the tuberculosis epidemics, or, you know, it's just, you know, we need these restorative places that have the capacity to help people recover. So what should they do, Mara? Is there an email or visit the website if people want to contribute?
There is information on our website about donating. I just had someone call me, and we're filling out the paperwork. Her company that she works for is going to contribute 5% of her earnings to us each month. And so there are a lot of different ways that people can help without even having it come out of their own pocket. I think, you know, whatever anybody can give, it'll make this a reality a lot quicker. So
definitely.
Small donations, large donations, we're grateful for all of them. No donation is too small.
No donation is too small. I agree. And also spreading the word, sharing the news amongst the community. I have those brochures that you gave me when I'm out speaking on the road all around the country. I always hand out Anana House brochures, and everyone just sucks it right up, and they're just so eager and hopeful. And everyone is just, you know, following this vision of yours. And as you said, everybody chipping in $10, $20, and then, of course, the larger donations. Anana House could be a reality in the not-too-distant future.
Yep. I'd love to open our doors by the end of next year. That's what I'm envisioning when I think about it. I see us opening our doors sometime at the end of next year. If it happens, you know, magic happens when people put their attention on something. Miracles happen, however you want to look at it. And I believe that Anana House is a miracle for a lot of people.
It is
a
miracle.
And I want to keep it that way.
It is a miracle, and you are a miracle, Mara. And our time is running out today on Limelight Radio. Thank you for joining me. It's truly in my heart to help you with this project. Anana House is so needed, and you have held this vision, and I know how passionate you are about it. So everyone, please visit ananahouse.org. Is it .org or .com?
.org.
ananahouse.org, and learn and contribute and share in this beautiful journey of Mara Williams to create the Healing Centers for Lyme Disease of the Future. Thank you, Mara.
Thank you, Katina.
Blessings to you and the family. Happy Thanksgiving to all of our listeners. This is Limelight Radio with Katina. We'll see you next week.
You've been listening to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. Tune in each Wednesday at 1 Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Get ready for some of the most provocative conversation with leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. If you've missed any part of this hit radio show, visit LimelightRadio.com. That's LimelightRadio.com. We'll see you next week on Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. Then I go. Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, the arts, education, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit TheDrJulieShow.com.
The Tick-Borne Disease Alliance, TBDA, has just launched Bite Back for a Cure, a new national grassroots campaign to build support for the fight against tick-borne diseases. This fall, 24-year-old John Donnelly is biking across America to meet others affected by tick-borne diseases and raise awareness about the national tick-borne disease epidemic. TBDA wants you to get involved in the campaign and follow John's journey. To learn more, visit bitebackforacure.org.
If you want to write a book, find your soulmate, change careers, Saskia helps her clients to reinvent their lives through her breakthrough program, Seven Gifts to Unlock Your Breakthrough Miracle.
The daily support, the guided meditation, the powerful exercises designed of the seven gifts to unlock your miracle to expand awareness and help me to consciously create the life I want for myself and my family.
You'll learn her proven secrets to unlock your miracle in just 7 days.
You know, each day I look forward to discovering what new technique or tool Saskia offers us in order to find our highest purpose. It offers that daily. I am held accountable for my goals to live a healthy and happy life. Right now, I have renewed energy to write my book, and I even wrote my first chapter after only 5 days of this program.
Visit BreakthroughMiracle.com to receive your free seven gifts to unlock your miracle or to schedule a free breakthrough session with Saskia. Call 978-302-0861.
Get insider knowledge about everything that is going on at Transformation Talk Radio. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com and enter your email to receive our newsletter. Stay updated on new hosts, inspiring guests, and good news articles from around the world. We look forward to having you join our community.
Tune in to The Sandy Brewer Show, getting to the heart of what matters in your life. Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and experience the powerful healing voice of Dr. Sandy Brewer, one of call-in talk radio's most dynamic, compelling personalities. Get ready for inspiration and contagious humor and her been-there, done-that, no-nonsense advice to meet today's challenges.
Listen and call in at 800-930-2819 for The Sandy Brewer Show.
Called the Oprah of Radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's THEDRPatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
You are listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the home of some of the world's most inspiring talk radio hosts. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. We will be bringing you another amazing, educational, and inspiring show to get you on the path to transforming your life. For more information about us, please visit our website, www.transformationtalkradio.com. That's www.transformationtalkradio.com.